Holly House has shoulder-length red hair, a big smile, and a trusting demeanor. She sits in front of a stack of papers and has no problem talking about one of the biggest messes of her life.
My situation is I'm trying to save my home.
The 45-year-old divorced mother of three was the first one to arrive for a recent foreclosure clinic in Bridgeport, Connecticut. It's run by a nonprofit that helps people hang on to their homes. Holly House's ex-husband left her with a loan on a multifamily home with a dollar amount that's way over her head.
The loan was over $400,000 and the house is only worth $155,000.
This year, Connecticut is getting hit with 2,000 new foreclosures each month. That's 200 more a month than last year. That's a dramatic difference from much of the country.
The decline that we saw in November was the biggest month-over-month drop that we've seen in those 3 years.
Darren Bloomquist is an analyst for data firm RealtyTrack. It just put out its monthly foreclosure report. And last month, the number of foreclosure starts nationwide dropped by a third to just under 53,000. Here in Connecticut, it's going the other way. Foreclosure filings are up by more than a third. Bloomquist says Maryland, Pennsylvania, and about a dozen others are in the same boat. But why is that? He says it's because they actually tried to do something about the foreclosure crisis early on. For example, Connecticut started mediation programs to help homeowners and lenders work out their problems. But in some cases, that just delayed the inevitable. It created a backlog of cases that are now hitting the system.
I would say there is something tying them all together, and it's primarily states that I would say kick the can down the road with the foreclosure problem in a sense.
And it doesn't help that Connecticut is a judicial foreclosure state, tying the process to the courts. That can drag out a foreclosure to 2 years in Connecticut. In states like Arizona that don't involve the courts, foreclosure rates are dropping. It typically takes only several months to complete a foreclosure there. Connecticut lawmakers defend their system. Carlo Leone, a Democratic state senator, says the extra time helps homeowners.
From a bank's perspective, it lengthens the time frame for them to get the foreclosures off their books. So for them, it's a negative. But for homeowners that go through the process and those that are able to stay in their home, it's actually a positive process.
Homeowners have more time to gather the necessary paperwork. Court mediators make sure the same bank negotiators remain on cases. And that will be a big help for homeowner Holly House. She says her mortgage lender so far refuses to work with her because she's too far in debt. She's hoping a mediator will at least get them talking. Kaomi Getz, WSHU News.